It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I've got Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. Joins us every couple of weeks. Usually it's right after a commission meeting, but with Thanksgiving, we took a little bit of a break. And we're going to get back into it and talk about some of the events that are coming up. A lot of Christmas parties and for the towns and things like that on the way. You know what? We're going to highlight the Clerk Auditor's Office in Emery County, and then we'll talk about a few notes from the latest commission meeting. Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dave.
Anytime. So how are things going in Emery County?
Good. The holiday went well. We got that little snowstorm, really nice for our mountain to get a little snowpack. But yeah, it looked like there were a lot of families in town getting together and enjoying the holiday, so it's always nice to be with family during the holiday.
We have to get that good base up there in the mountains, right? And then we can start having some, you know, build up a little bit.
You bet.
All right, so let's jump right into it. And as far as events go, you even said yourself, you know, not a lot going on over in Emery County, but there will be a lot of, like, town Christmas parties and things like that coming up. And the first one that kind of came to mind is Cleveland and their tree lighting. When's that coming up?
Yeah, so the Cleveland Town tree lighting looks like it's Friday, December 8th. That's an event at the old town hall. But yeah, as you look out to your city celebrations, Christmas parties, a lot of that going on, but not a lot of big events to speak of. There are some events in January that we can talk about next time. But yeah, just city celebrations right now for Christmas.
And the other one that we wanted to just kind of brush on, because I did talk with Mayor Danny Van Wagner of Castledale City about it, is the ice skating rink. And when I talked with him, well, it was still kind of he called it a remote control boat pond because it hadn't started freezing yet. But we're thinking that with the temperatures coming up, it should get ready and start rolling here pretty soon, shouldn't it?
Yes, with these cold temperatures, that ice skating rink should freeze up pretty nicely. So if you're interested in ice skating, please come on over to Castledale. I know there are some other cities looking to put ice skating rinks in. We can maybe talk about next time. But yeah, ice skating rinks, come on over. Hopefully they're freezing up soon.
Won't be long. All right. And then every time we talk, you like to kind of highlight a department there for the county. And today you wanted to kind of look at the budget office or the clerk auditor's office and kind of give them a little bit of a shout out.
Yeah, I want to definitely give a shout out to our clerk auditor's office. We've gone through budget meetings with our department heads as well as county budget, looking at where we're at. A lot of our departments were under budget this year, so that's really good. But yeah, I just wanted to give her a shout out for helping the county with its budget, keeping us on track, and moving into next year. We're looking to approve budget in next commission meeting as we move forward. So just want to give a shout out to her office and all the ladies that work in there.
You know, it's one of those things that the county just doesn't run without them, does it?
No, it doesn't, and it's helpful for them to keep us on track moving forward. So, yep. Thanks, Dave.
All right. So let's talk, before we get out of here, for just a moment about some of the things from the last commission meeting. You said nothing too overly exciting, just really business as usual type stuff. So the first one we're going to talk about is an agreement that came up with USU.
Yeah, we've partnered with Utah State University for years through the Extension Office. Helping us with agriculture questions, helping the community with a lot of different things. And so we're excited to continue that partnership with Utah State University through extension with agriculture, with community development and youth development. So excited to continue that agreement with them.
And then another one deals with heart monitors in libraries. Can we talk about that for a moment?
Yeah, this one's interesting. So libraries are partnering with the Heart Collaboration Agreement through the American Heart Association. And so this allows some equipment to be put into our libraries. If people are having some issues, they can run to a library and get monitored to see what their heart's doing. And so we're looking to put some of this equipment in all of our libraries so that people have a resource when they're out and about.
And so we'll be looking for that to happen. And then finally, let's wrap up with a lease agreement for the senior center, because you have to redo those every so often.
Yes, we. So Traditions Healthcare has been helping us manage our care center in Farron, and they've done a good job. We have a really good, solid board that works with Traditions to make sure that our folks get the best care possible at our care center. So we're looking to renew that. And happy to work with them and move forward. But yeah, we have to renew these contracts every 3 to 5 years and make sure that we're on track. But they seem like a great company to move forward with. So we approved that one.
All right. So there you have it. That's what's been going on over in Emory County. We talked with Commissioner Jordan Leonard. We talk to him about every 2 weeks, like I said, after every commission meeting usually, and kind of get the what's what as far as what's going on over there. Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it. And we're going to let you go now and let you get back to it, okay?
All right. Stay warm. Thanks, Dave.
See you as well. Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.